Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
City gonna win this one. The move to 7 W's on the season. Final whistle does confirm it. Final score, St. Louis City 3, San Jose 1.
Well, I lied to you. I said that City SC's final home game is tomorrow. It's not. They are playing LAFC tomorrow. But then the final home game will be October 18th. So there are two games left to go at Energizer Park. They have Real Salt Lake. That will be the last game of the season on October 18th. But tomorrow it's LAFC. Joining us now, Chief Experience Officer for City SC, Matt Seebeck, who is with us on KMOX. Good morning, Matt. We're looking forward to tomorrow. What's in store for the people who show up to Energizer Park?
Yeah, well, beautiful weather, first and foremost, right? So good.
Finally.
For us, it'll be a nice night at the park. LAFC, good team coming into town. They just added some superstars to that roster. So game will be sold out. It's going to be fun. It's Hispanic Heritage Night for us. So we'll be doing a ton of fun stuff down there. Should be a great time.
Excellent. What will some of the Hispanic Heritage activities include?
We have a really big supporter group, Santos, that has a really nice presence there. They play a lot of music in the supporter end, so they'll be on display. And really, like every game for us, you know, we do a ton of interviews with people from the community and artists and DJs and chefs. And so, you know, that'll really kind of come full center around the Hispanic community tomorrow night.
And also, you are going to be acknowledging the 1 millionth fan who has come through the gates. That's happening tomorrow, right?
That's right. Yeah, we don't quite know who that is yet, but it'll be a surprise for all of us. But I think 1 million, kind of a nice milestone for us to celebrate our third year in the league here, and you know, million fans through the gate is it's pretty exciting. I don't know.
So
that's one of those moments that's tough to imagine when shovels are in the ground 5 years ago and we're building a stadium. But yeah, we'll celebrate the millionth fan through our gate tomorrow night.
What happens to that person when they come in?
They get mobbed.
Tell you that, Chris. We can't.
Circumstance. All right. So they're getting pulled out of line and taken in back, and something happens to them. It's nothing like that, right?
Yeah. No. They'll be whisked away, and we'll provide a magical experience for that fan.
Okay. I just want to be. I would love to be whisked.
I've never been whisked away.
Yeah. Me neither.
Well, kind of one time with TSA, which was not fun. But it's not going to be like that at all.
No, not at all.
Okay.
It'll be glorious.
Also, coming up on Sunday, there's a City 2 game, and at the City Pavilion, a couple of players from the big club are going to be out there doing autographs and photos?
Yeah, I mean, the City 2 experience is great. If you haven't been, you should certainly check that out. It's very, you know, kid and family friendly. Sunday is the last regular season game, but we'll actually have a couple of first team players out there at the pavilion signing autographs. Marcel Hartl and Timo Baumgartel will be out there. We're also running a Goodwill drive with our partners at Goodwill. So if you drop off anything, donate, you know, clothes, used items, you'll get 50% off our first playoff game, which is exciting because the City 2 team, which is, you know, the stars of tomorrow for us, they're in first place. They've clinched first place in their conference. So we're really hoping for a deep playoff run that runs right here through Energizer Park for City 2 this year.
Now, Fan Appreciation Night is Saturday, October 18th. That's the last home game for City SC. Rumor on the street is that you guys are going, quote, all out. What does that mean?
That's the rumor on the street.
Yeah.
I mean, it's our fan appreciation night is always our last regular season game. And it's just a time for us to obviously say thank you to the fans who stuck with us through thick and thin. So there'll be a lot of kind of ways and surprises that we put fans front and center. There'll be a ton of giveaways. There'll be some fireworks, you know, so to just be a bit of an elevated experience. You know, for those fans and really to put them front and center.
You know, Matt, I've been to a couple of games this season, and I will say that they have been, I mean, the fan base has really, even though it's been a very down year and the last couple of years have been disappointing, the fans have come out and they are still there and still active and into it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the fans are outstanding. They are the heartbeat of the stadium for us, for sure. And it's one of those things that's, you know, through thick and thin, you know, I don't personally control the results on the field, but it should still be the best party in St. Louis. And that's really what we're trying to create. And the fans are such a big part of that and the energy they bring every single week for us.
We were talking to Dale Schilly recently, and yes, it's been a down year. You mentioned through the thick and thin, but he also said MLS is kind of set up for quick turnarounds for teams. We saw that with Cincinnati. They went from being one of the worst teams to the top teams in MLS. So I think that does make it exciting and somewhat unique on how quick a turnaround can happen, even if you have a disappointing season.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, you know, to bring it full circle, like we believe we have such a tremendous asset in, you know, City 2 and some of the youth that we're bringing up. So between, you know, acquiring new players, but also kind of growing our own here at City 2, we've had a lot of City 2 players that have been able to come up and show what they're about. Brendan McSorley is one of them that scored 2 goals for us last week for the first team. So, yeah, I mean, the turnaround can be very, very quick. So, you know, we're excited to close out really strong here and then build for next year.
Matt, love talking to you. We are looking forward to tomorrow and then Fan Appreciation Night on October 18th. 2 more home games for City SC at Energizer Park. Enjoy the game tomorrow, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Chris and Amy. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.